Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. So we're here on a lovely night in Exmouth and we have Kim here. How are you going, Kim?
Yeah, not too bad. It is a lovely night.
It is. Lovely spring night.
Yes, nice and warm and...
Are you used to these nights in Exmouth?
They're always pretty good. Tonight was, went for a big long drive along the beach tonight and, went and had a look at all the beaches on the west side on the patrol and, did our usual stuff. So
all going well?
Good. All's well. Yeah.
Excellent.
Everything's under control.
Good to hear. So how long have you been in Exmouth for?
In Exmouth, 16, 17 years, something like that. Yep. With AFP the whole time.
The whole time AFP? Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
So you moved across here specifically for the job or...?
No, I used to come up to Exmouth all the time on holidays. I used to love the place. I've been coming up here since I've been 11 years old.
Okay.
On holidays. And
you thought one day I'm going to live there because it's that good.
One day I'm going to live there and that's good. And I came on a surfing trip up the coast and one of my mates told me there was a job with AFP. And
yep.
Applied and voila, the next thing you know, here we are.
Well, 16 years
later.
And having
looked back, I loved it. It's been great.
Yeah. No, you chose a great job.
Yep. No, AFP's good.
Yeah.
It's been done very well by me and, I'm quite happy you're here on the station and, haven't looked back.
So got a little place in town?
Yeah, bought a place in town as soon as I got the job and houses were nice and cheap then, so... scored well.
Beautiful.
And, paid her off and on Easy Street.
Nice. So what's your main thing? What's your main love of Exmouth, the town?
Oh, it's got to be the ocean. That's why I've always come to Exmouth for the ocean. The ocean's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that's why you guys get, thousands of unique tourists every year.
They always... The Exmouth's about the ocean, as far as I'm concerned. You know, if you love the ocean, Exmouth's a wicked spot. It's probably one of the best places in Australia. If you really love the ocean... It's one of the best places in Australia. It's, WA's version of the Great Barrier Reef. The coral, the ocean is absolutely magnificent. And, if you love your surfing and diving...
It's not just fishing, is it? As you said, surfing, diving, camping spots.
We go camping lots on the west side and it's beautiful, beautiful camping spots. And, I've got three little kids and... They've all dived with whale sharks and manta rays and humpback whales and turtles and stuff. They've all dived with the...
Yeah. So what's it like bringing up a small family in...
It's a great place for a family.
Yep.
A wicked place for a family. The town's really safe. It's no crime. School's really good. Primary school's really good. High school's a little bit trickier, but, it's really great. Really good
place.
High
schools are always trickier, though, probably.
Yeah, well... The high school here is set up a little bit differently and a lot of it's done by correspondence. So
okay.
If the kids are good at learning, unsupervised, they kill it. But if they're, not the best at learning and,
Right.
They can fall through the cracks a little bit, but you'd have to be right onto them. So.
But you highly recommend, you said the primary schools are fantastic.
Primary school's fantastic. Really good teachers who actually, who actually care. And there's no... There's no real bad kids. There's, the kids are generally pretty good, really good kids, and there's no, there's no crime in town.
That's a great thing to know.
Yeah, I don't even take my keys out of the car. I just chuck them on the floor.
That good. That's retro.
It is
isn't
retro.
It?
I don't take the keys out of my car. I just chuck them on the floor and, do my thing, come back.
So just
crime
a real...
Crime doesn't exist.
Crime's just really low here.
Yeah.
You feel safe.
Super safe.
It's very clean town.
Yeah. And I just let my kids wander, ride their bikes all over the place, go to the park. No, nothing's going to happen. Yeah. They're just going to cruise back. So.
Yeah, I mean, bringing kids up too, man, really gets them in the outdoors as well, being in a place like Exmouth.
They do fantastic outdoor stuff. They do stuff that a lot of, in the... Because I take the kids out in the boat a lot.
Yeah.
They do things that most adults just wouldn't even have dreamed of doing.
They're probably driving the boat.
they know how to drive the boat. If there's an emergency and something bad's happened, they could drive it back to point A.
Excellent. So you can't recommend Exmouthers for living.
Well, it's
enough.
Not for everyone, you know.
But if you like, it's one of them things. Though, if you love the ocean, you'd come before, and so you knew what it was all about, didn't you? I guess.
Yeah, well, I've been coming up every year for absolutely ages, and you know, and then the chance of a job came up here and snapped it up, and yeah. And I'd say that if something happened and this station closed, I wouldn't transfer anywhere.